And that was some of what Roland Martin and his panel on News One Now this morning. You can watch News One Now on TV One on cable from 9 to 10 every morning. And one of the ones that was talked about by his panel this morning was Senator Joe Donnelly, and he's on our live line. Senator, how you doing?
Good morning, or good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Amos.
So let me, I know the word has got out that, I'm not happy. These things happen. This is your opportunity to tell our community, our listeners, why the vote.
Well, what you just heard, one of the things that is of major concern, this is a very, very important position, Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division. And Mr. Adegbole is a talented individual, has great legal skills, but it is a concern about relationship with the law enforcement community. We have a limited amount of time left and in terms of the Obama administration, and he has to be effective from day one, and I had great concerns that it would be almost impossible to try to create that relationship at all.
Earlier in the clip from News One Now, they played what Senator Tom Harkin had to say, calling out the attorneys that are in the Senate. You're not an attorney. You're just a poor, humble Hoosier.
No, I am an attorney.
You are an attorney. So how do you answer that? How do you answer what Brother Tom Harkin said?
Well, I think Brother Tom Harkin is not talking about the point that I made. Mm-hmm. There's no question that Mr. Adegbole had the right to represent the defendant, that the NAACP Legal Defense Fund did. The question is about what then happens in terms of when he's in the position. Mm-hmm. And he has to work in an already tense relationship that's usually a little bit tense with the law enforcement community, becomes almost unworkable. And so it was not Mr. Adegbole who, created a lot of the notoriety around this case, but that goes with it. Mm-hmm. And it makes it very, very difficult. You had the officer's widow, she had talked about this as well, and the law enforcement community in a number of ways had said, look, this is not going to work under any way, shape, or form.
Is it that from the law enforcement community standpoint, this is not someone who was released to walk free on the streets? Mumia Abu-Jamal will be in prison for the rest of his life. And, I understand, Senator Casey from Pennsylvania and to some degree, the senator from Delaware, they are very close to that situation. I have the greatest respect. But given all of that, that this is not someone who got off. It's not someone who was set free, not a miscarriage of justice. It was just the penalty was changed from death to the penalty is changed. You'll be in jail till you're 120.
It is not, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And what I believe, like I had mentioned before, is that in fact, there are arguments from both ends of the spectrum here. The law enforcement community has also said, look, we feel this has not, as a case, shown the appropriate respect for Officer Dan Faulkner, who was killed, for his family. And on the other side, of course, Mr. Adegbole does have tremendous legal talent. It's just that the sides are so hardened, and we have to be able to work from day one, that I think it makes it extraordinarily unlikely that there would have been any success in the law enforcement community working with him.
In the final hours before the final vote, I understand that the White House chief of staff, the president himself, was making phone calls. You got a call from any of them?
Amos, I don't like to, unless other folks say, hey, make who you spoke to public on this or that, but I think you can... You can know that obviously there was concern and that they expressed their opinions.
Did they? Because again, I'm seeing reports that the White House thought they had the votes, or they thought it was going to be very close, and the Vice President was sitting in the chair, and that they got caught blindsided, and that the Senate Majority Leader Senator Reid was telling them, "No, you ain't got the votes."
You know, I don't know the conversations between Mr. Reed and the White House. I do know this. I do know it had been expressed to them in a number of ways in the previous days before, because I have enormous respect for this president. I campaigned for him twice. And, you know, we expressed the desire to them, look, nobody in any way, shape, or form wants to see the president embarrassed or see him put forward someone that does not receive a positive response. And, you know, that message was communicated.
I know under the Senate rules, and Senator Donnelly, correct me if I'm wrong, someone on the prevailing side, the no, is this dead, or can it be brought back to, is this like the Indiana legislature and be brought back to life at the last minute?
This is like the Indiana legislature in that respect. I am hopeful we can get, you know, there's so many extraordinarily talented individuals who can move forward the civil rights agenda, and I am very hopeful to have a chance to vote for one of them.
The acting Attorney General for Civil Rights, Jocelyn Samuels, was out here on Monday at an event with the U.S. Attorney. Is she somebody that the Senate and then the White House could quickly come to a compromise and, you know, keep her in that chair?
You know, I would certainly hope so. I am not as familiar with her as today as I hope to be tomorrow. And so I'll certainly get up to speed as quickly as I can on that.
Have you, Senator, I've talked to, you know, a bunch of folks, you know, who are, you know, very upset about this. I'm looking at a statement that Mark Morial, the head of the Urban League, sent out today using words like a shameful Senate vote, sending a chilling signal to all those who believe in protecting civil rights, the fundamental right to counsel. What kind of response has your office received? And I gather Roland Martin on today's program, you know, gave out your Washington phone number.
And that's okay. We receive response in both ways. Look, I have spent my time trying to get people to work together. And it is clear we received a large response as well from the law enforcement community, Amos, mm-hmm. saying, look, this is not where we need to be going at this time. And so it is a decision that is obviously very controversial. And what I'm trying to do is bring a decision here where we can actually get this position to be effective and effective with everybody that it touches.
Senator Joe Donnelly, we appreciate you. Anytime that news, our website, News One Now, can put your picture up on the homepage, you can see that's an important issue.
Get better looking if you're going to do that.
But it is, but seriously, this is a serious, you know, issue that people are concerned with, and I appreciate.
And look, I'm the hired help. I work for the people of Indiana, and I have an obligation and wanted to let them know, look, here's how I came to this decision.
No, and we wanted to give the community an opportunity to hear directly from you, our senator, Senator Joe Donnelly. As always, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.